Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to the BVW Podcast. On this show, we're going to hear 10 big hits from the 1980s. Hits so big, they never hit the top 40. But these are all popular songs. You know them. You can sing along to them. They were on MTV. They still get a lot of radio airplay. But when they were released, they never hit the top 40. And as you listen, you're going to think, of course these were top 40 hits. I'm sure Casey Kasem played them on American Top 40. He did not, unless they were an extra. These songs never hit the top 40 on the Billboard Hot 100. Kicking off the show, here are the Romantics with the title track from their 1980 album, What I Like About You. It's a well-known rock hit from that year, but it only went to number 49 on the Billboard Hot 100. The Romantics, What I Like About You. It's the BVW Podcast.
And you can dance for inspiration. Come on.
We might.
That one gets plenty of airplay these days on classic hit stations, but it never even charted on the Billboard Hot 100 when it was released as a single in 1985. That's Madonna with Into the Groove. Now, I say it was released as a single, but it was released as the B-side to her single Angel, and because it was released as a B-side, it was not eligible to chart on the Hot 100. It was intentionally released that way so that it would not compete with Madonna's other singles from the time, but for a song that never hit the Hot 100, it is now the most played Madonna song on the Billboard Recurrent Airplay chart. Now that's a chart that tracks radio airplay of songs that are no longer current hits. And we are looking at big 80s hits that never hit the top 40, and next up is a 1982 hit from The Clash, and it peaked at number 45. A Levi's commercial in 1991 made it a hit, and Stranger Things has now introduced it to a new generation. The Clash with Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go there will be trouble. Decisions bugging me.
Indecision, they molest us.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me careless, eager me.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go there will be trouble. And if I stay it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
It's the BVW Podcast.
Hi,
hi.
We're your weather girl.
Uh-huh.
And have we got news for you?
You better listen.
Get ready, all your lonely girls, and leave those umbrellas at home.
All right.
It's rising,
rising.
I'm just getting low.
How low, girl?
According to all sources.
What sources now?
The street's the place to
we better
go.
Hurry up.
Cause tonight for the first time, just about half past ten. For the first
Weather Girls with a song that was co-written by Paul Schaefer, who of course spent decades as bandleader on both Late Night and The Late Show with David Letterman. That's an enduring hit, but the Weather Girls only hit number 46 on the Billboard Hot 100 with It's Raining Men. Also peaking at number 46 on the Billboard Hot 100 is a song that went all the way to number 6 on the UK charts, Billy Idol from 1983 and Rebel Yell.
Just a, just a, just a, just a, to have you here by me. Because in the midnight hour, she cried more.
It's the BVW Podcast.
It's the BVW Podcast.
It's the BVW Podcast. Peaked at number 78 in 1983 and number 76 after a 1990 re-release. There are classic hits radio stations out there that play that up to 5 times a day, like it's a power single or something. They were one-hit wonders. Their huge radio hit, though, it wasn't even technically a hit. Modern English, I Melt With You. Also a one-hit wonder that never hit the top 40, the band Bow Wow Wow. Now they released their cover of this 1965 hit from the Strangeloves. I know a girl so and sweet. She's so fine, she made me beat. Got everything that I desire. Sets the summer sun on fire. I'm on candy. version of I Want Candy, a song that only peaked at number 62. Hope you're enjoying the show, and if you are, check out a show my friends across the pond do called Rock Island Radio UK.
Tune in to Rock Island Radio UK, bringing you the very best music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, rock, prog and blues. Rock Island Radio UK, online, stream and download at your convenience. Shows like The Rock Monster Show, Country Club and Jukebox Heroes. Simply go to podomatic.com or your favourite podcasting platform and search for Rock Island Radio UK. So tune in and bookmark Rock Island Radio UK today.
You can find Rock Island Radio in all of the same places you find my show and listen to one of the many different series that are released each week on Rock Island Radio UK.
Not enough. Love.
It's a band whose name definitely would have fit in with the 60s, the Psychedelic Furs with Love My Way. Now, that song peaked at number 44 on the Billboard Hot 100, and the next one I'm going to play only peaked at number 53. It's by a band that had plenty of success on the charts, including several number ones, but not with this one, U2 and New Year's Day.
Thank you.
Joan Jett with a song that still gets lots of classic rock airplay today, but never even hit the Billboard Hot 100 from 1980. That's Bad Reputation, as we put a wrap on this show featuring big 80s hits that never hit the top 40. Thanks so much for listening to the BVW podcast. We'll do another show soon.